Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. G. Lou. Good evening, sir. How are you? You're live with Mr. Louis Rancard. Original Jamaican Da-Da-Da.
Greetings, Mr.
Rankin.
Mr. Lennox.
Not respect. I am the original Jamaican Da-Da-Da.
Much respect.
I'm happy talking there, especially to LA, California, wherever, because that's my city, eh?
Right, original music, the Key Loop Show, and the original Da-Da-Da, Mr. Ranka.
Hey, check it out. Hey, welcome to the motherfucking G-Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays, West Side Radio. I am G-Lou. Shout out to my co-host, Queen Jean. She is on vacay tonight. If you guys are just tuning in, I know we're kind of late. It's because we had some difficulties. I'll just leave it at that. The show started at 10, but we had difficulties. Had to reset the show. So now we're back on deck. It's G-Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate, 93.Tweed FM Ism, D.D. Harrison, the GLUShow.com, One World Magazine, Street Level Clothing, right? Shout out to my co-host, Queen Jean. She is on vacation. So it'll just be me solo tonight. Maybe Queen will tap in, but she's on vacation. Shout out to her cousin Marcy out there in San Bernardino. So she is on vacation, so I'm going to hold it down tonight. I'm going to take you back to that gritty, that real gritty, nitty-gritty West Side Wednesdays, what we used to do like 10 years ago. We just keep it straight West Coast. The number is the same as it is, 914-803-4001. Give a special shout-out to Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues. We do have the trial going on right now, 3 years later. Eric Holder is on trial, even though it seems like Cowboy's on trial. But we're going to get to that in a minute. Let me kick this show off. Let everybody come on in here, get you a drink, fire your shit up. It's the G-Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays, man. Let's get into it. East Side's payday off the request line. Let's go.
They can do almost anything they want to anybody they want, anytime they want. This is very chilling for the American people.
I need money, bro, I can't let a slip or go. When I was young, I used to spend my money foolishly, buying everybody what I had, man, it was new to me. A few songs in a show for $100,000 is getting bigger than the street money in my hand. It was Nathan I couldn't handle. I was scraping up that money from that Gerber Financial. I learned how to slap that butter into a corporation. I got my tax ID number now, homie, I'll say validation. Capital makes the world turn. And you can't have a little fun without making that shit burn. If it wasn't for this rap, I'd probably be dead in jail or on crack, homie.
60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just gonna see a payday. I'm just gonna see a payday. All I can think about is these up and make because I pray that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just gonna see a payday.
My loop, food to my roots. Street nigga G with it, let it do what it do. Cold hustle won't struggle when recessions and drops. Either rap, flip sacks, or my weapon is out. Roll east side gangster with a taste for the finest. It's solidly acknowledged by the players and riders. The foreign or the boys, homies banking and sliding. With fly thick bad bitches chasing behind. Chipped up, this what the game is about. Motivate me to chase it every day that I'm out. Before I live on my knees, rather die on my feet. So everything fair game when I'm trying to eat. My mind is deep, so you would never find me sleep. Keeping both eyes open when it's time to creep. It's survival of the fittest for that payday low. Cause bullshitting with it, nigga, you gon' wake up broke.
60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see a payday. I'm just tryna see a payday. All I can think about is these up and baby, cause the friends that don't sustain doesn't take it away. I'm just trying to get you paid.
Okay, I got it, I'm with it. I walk the walk, I'm committed. I'm fine, wine, I'm so bitter. So if you want it, come get it. Don't talk about it, don't spit it. I spark you up, then I hit it. I drop you off like I shit it. Chalk you off like I'm finished. You know I'm finished a minute. So if they ask if I did it, you know I never admit it. 60 seconds a minute, just to get my cash. Put the house on the hill, champagne in the bath. Marble floor on my feet, living way discreet. I got a $1 million house, but I stay in the street. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the LBC way. Hard in the paint, you know I'm about that dead neck. Cut the kid naked, shake the foot neck. And don't give a fuck about what she said neck. About that bit neck, just like Lynette. From the seat notes to the very last minute.
60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see a payday. I'm just tryna see a payday. All I can think about is these love and faith, because I pray that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just tryna see a payday. 60 minutes, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see a payday. I'm just tryna see a payday. All I can think about is these love and faith, because I pray that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just tryna see a payday.
This has been another Red Rag production.
How I live the rap life, making money, smoking mics like crack is on the low. How I live the rap life, making money, smoking mics like crack life.
This is the original Los Angeles beat spitter, Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Loose Show. Westside Wednesday. OG Sunday. We rolling the pip line. Tweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the rap life. Making money, smoking mics like crackers like a note.
Yeah. Hey, welcome again to the Westside Wednesday Radio Show. I am G. Lou, your maestro for the evening. Shout out to everyone tuned in tonight. It's the 22nd of June, man. We are in officially summertime now, even though it feels like it's been summer for the last month. It's been hotter than hot as fish grease out here, but we just maintain and do what we do. But again, I am G. Lou. Like I said, again, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, and Street Level Clothing, right? Also, the G-Lou Show After Hours on YouTube every Monday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tap in, right? Like I said, again, tonight's show, man, before I continue, again, I want to give a shout-out to Nip. TMC, the marathon continues. As you know, the trial is finally upon us now, right, after 3 years. And it's going pretty smooth. They probably wrap up this week. They'll probably close everything out this week. So we'll see the fate, even though we already know the fate was just how much time dude will get, because the defense already came out. If you're not aware, I'm just keeping you up abreast of the trial going on. If you're in tune, if you care at all, I care. Nip is my guy, you know what I'm saying? So the defense already came out and admit to guilt. Like, they're not doing a not guilty or insanity. They're admitting to guilt. But I guess they want to try to get a deal of manslaughter or something. So, like, they're bringing in the snitch thing. They're, like, saying he had a reason to kill Mip, which has been up for debate. But I say that to say this. The trial is going on, but it seems more like the homie Cowboy, a.k.a. Herman Douglas, is on trial more than Eric Holder, because Cowboy is definitely in the talk of the streets right now. You know, everyone is saying he pretty much snitched. He's snitching and won't do womp. You know, and that's like a touchy subject, because, like, again, if you at the end of the day, what's really going on is everyone knows he ain't snitching and really told on nobody. What he's telling is really his account of the conversation, and that's his whole thing. He's really speaking on the account of, because he wasn't there when he got shot. He'll say that he came back out after, but the conversation is what he is speaking about, what he said and what was not said, and he's standing on that Nip did not call the man a snitch, and the dude killed Nip in cold blood for no reason. So everyone is calling Cowboy a snitch, though, because he did get on the stand. And if you come from the streets, there is a code of ethics. No matter if it's your own mama, you don't get on the stand for the prosecution. Those are just the codes of the streets. And now you have a divide in those streets, not the streets, but just probably civilians, people that are in the streets that may feel a way or not saying anything. And then you have others that are really going in on Cowboy. And Cowboy has found himself having to defend himself a lot now. So it's almost like he's on trial just as well as Eric Holder. And it's just crazy, because if Cowboy, like he said, he's standing on that, what he did, and he feels it is right. And me, in a way, man, I definitely understand. You know what I'm saying? But I understand both sides. Me personally, I can, you know, just as well, I would never involve myself. I was speaking earlier on this that I've been, shit, subpoenaed and not subpoenaed, but you know how they get at you for jury duty and all this shit like that, like several different times over the years, now that I've been like fully legit, I guess because I pay taxes and all that. And every time, like, I just didn't respond, declined, and I was even, my mom, people would say, you can't do that, they'll lock you up, hey, whatever, nothing ever happened, you know what I mean? But the same way, they would just have to make me, because I'm just not, I don't like none of that shit. You know what I mean? So definitely I would not want to be involved in any type of way, and I definitely would not get on the stand. But if Cowboy is standing on what he's saying, I understand. So there's no need to explain anything. Homie, just do you. But by him interacting and engaging with people today, even when a clubhouse, which was not a good look, the people, man, is on his head. So it's just like, you know, I don't know at this point, man. But I just spoke on it because at the end of the day, we want justice for Nip. I don't think Cowboy needs to say anything. The case to me is, I don't even know why they do all this. The man is on, I don't even know why we're wasting all this time, but it is the American justice system, and everyone gets a fair shot. But the man is clearly on camera killing Nipsey, kicking him, doing the most. So fuck shitty cuz. I say it like that, respectfully. With that being said, I just want to speak on that, man, because we're talking about the trials finally underway after 3 years. And we just want justice for Nip. Long live Neighborhood Nip. And I just hate that he had to die in the way he did, especially, you know, whatever the case, even having words, speaking on whatever you did, Nip, with this guy, just wasn't worth it. And I'm just saddened about that. But I'll continue on now with the show, man. It's West Side Wednesday, West Coast Radio. And I am G. Lou. Queen Jean is on vacation. Let me go to phone lines before we get into this shit, man. Carla, hello. You're live on the air with G. Lou. What's popping?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all living out there?
Big DJ Maniac.
What's good? I'm good. I'm feeling a little better. I had an ear infection.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm just falling back.
Right. Right. Okay. So you better now?
Better. Oh, yeah, a little better. Much better. Yep.
That's that part. That part. Mm-hmm. Big DJ Maniac, man. Good to hear your voice, man.
Thanks. Likewise.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the album, man.
Yeah, DJ Maniac been banging out heat lately. You know, as you all know, we just dropped Oldies Rule Forever 3, produced by DJ Maniac. But we got this Soul of the Streets Part 2 coming soon. And, you know, exclusively produced by DJ Maniac. So people be on the lookout for that. We ain't stopping what we doing, man. We going full throttle. So it's going to be a hot summer. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout. It's going down. This is my guy, DJ Maniac. I'll let the people, Maniac, let them know, man, with anything you want them to, they need to know, man.
Oh, man, just continue on working with you. I have been getting Trey Baby to work with me so far on my music production. So I can't wait.
That's what's up. My guy, DJ Maniac, tell them where they can follow you at, Maniac. Get at you for those beats.
Almost they can follow me at DJ is at DJ Maniac 31 on Instagram. And I do have a Facebook. It's just DJ Maniac with a K.
There it is. DJ Maniac, man. My favorite DJ. My producer. Straight out of Philadelphia. You know what I mean? The sound of the soul, man. My guy. Much love, Maniac. Keep tuning in. We going to rock out tonight. It's West Side. We going to bang West Coast classics tonight, my guy. Anything you want to hear particularly?
Oh, most definitely. I would love to hear Ice Cube. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Look at these niggas with attitude. Hello.
That's
I started
right
this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. Hello.
Thanks I get.
We'll be right back, man. It's G Lou, DJ Maniac, Westside Wednesday.
Westside Wednesdays with my partner G Lou, Red and Blue, keeping it true. Black fist in the air. This is my partner right here. Y'all turn in, tune in to him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on. Special guest, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music. G Lou, Westside Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Say the blood came through, then the blood came through. Shooting at every nigga out front wearing blue. In a bright red Regal, yeah, them niggas was body. Heard them yell Paru, the little nigga jumped out it. Did y'all shoot that motherfucker? Nah, cuz got away. How he look, light skin with CK on his face. Nigga, we heading down the Grand tonight. Don't kill no kids, kill they mama, make them feel it for life. Burn they red rags up, fuck that black light shit. Fuck you gang banging folk, blood hanging with the Crips. I got homies doing life right tight to the streets. When you niggas hit the pin, y'all getting fucked for turning weak. Hey, there they go. Drive slow, turn the lights down low. Run up on that motherfucker and let every shot go.
Westside Wednesday is back for the 2020 Blog Talk Radio, OG Music. Westside Wednesdays, back to rearrange shit. Visions in my head of one day being famous. High siding, west riding, coming from the city where the angels be flying. No lying, the home of the colors. The ice teas, ice cubes, a few famous others. Undercovers, feds, narcs, the buster ass enemies, I call them niggas marks. One time, that's the code of the vice. In the LA County Jail, that's a whole nother life. Crips and Bloods, the SA homies hella deep. High power cell with the maximum security. Same place that the Terminator ran shit. California homie, let me make you understand this. South Central, Compton, Watts, Linwood, Hollywood, the shit don't stop. Long Beach, Inglewood, the West Side, where it's good. Pasadena, Gardena, niggas bang they hood. Shotguns and diamonds, the Bloods call it Pyru. If you from a gang, then somebody will try you. In love and memory and nip, we supply you. The marathon continues on this West Side ride, fool. Westside Wednesday, the G Lou Show. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. Blog Talk Radio. G Lou on the scene with Queen Jean. Straight Cognac, no lean. 914-803-4001. 1-1-1. Sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. Westside Car Club and the OG Music.
of Eric Holder is underway this week. He's the man accused of gunning down rap icon and entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle in 2019.
Just a few days ago, our Pat Harvey sat down with Nipsey's brother, Sam. He talked about how the family is keeping his brother's dream alive.
You got to figure out how to just keep pushing forward.
The resemblance is uncanny. The late rap entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle on the wall and his older brother Samuel Escadam in person. Sam and I met recently, more than 3 years after I interviewed Nipsey, to reflect on the past and the road ahead.
Did you know at the time, Samuel, just what an impact that your brother had on people?
We knew the impact, but we didn't know how wide it was.
Murals of Nipsey have become a staple of Los Angeles, this one in Canoga Park, the backdrop for tomorrow's anticipated red carpet arrivals for a momentous occasion.
The grand opening for the Marathon Collective. It's a licensed marijuana shop. Just being able to open a legitimate shop, being able to see it through is good for the whole family.
Nipsey, born Ermias Escadam, was a self-described marijuana connoisseur. Growing pot and selling it funded recording endeavors that ultimately led to platinum records and Grammy Awards. But those early pot deals also led to a lot of trouble.
Marijuana, a lot of times people were going to jail. So once it started legitimizing, you know, it was a goal. We got to get into this legitimately.
Before that could happen, just 6 weeks after our 2019 interview, Nipsey was gunned down in front of his clothing store at Crenshaw and Slauson. Among the people most deeply affected, his business partner, confidant, and big brother, Sam.
How close were you?
Very close. Excuse me.
Sure. I can tell that you miss him a lot.
A lot of memories.
Samuel, the trial of Eric Holder is underway. Do you have any thoughts you want to share about that?
We don't really tap too much into that.
The family has decided to stay away from the courtroom as Nipsey's murder is laid bare in graphic detail.
I will say I got a lawyer just coming, kind of sending me the feedback so I can stay on top of what's happening day to day. And my mother, my grandmother, you know, will ask me questions or whatever, so I'll give them the feedback.
How is your family doing?
Family good, thank God. My niece getting big, my nephew's getting big, you know, their mother's doing good, so thank God, man.
Tell me about the biggest challenges of the last several years.
Missing bro, but just understanding that you got to just keep kind of moving forward for the family, for his kids, and it's just step by step, day by day.
As for finally being able to open the Marathon Collective,
we looked at it like the alcohol during Prohibition. It'll be something that the kids can look up to when they get older and know that this is something that their parents, worked hard and established. This is something that Hustle wanted, that we wanted, and I'm just happy to be able to open it up.
The Marathon Collective's grand opening is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in Canoga Park.
He's trying to tell you, like, what we going through and how we growing up around here, like, what he went through. Well, our age group going through, and a lot of other age groups, like.
And like they said, history repeats itself. I'm pretty sure a lot of the shit that he went through, we going through right now. Losing homies.
Yep.
Niggas going to jail. It ain't even cool. Shit not even funny, though.
Well, I like that he came from the streets where I reside and actually became something. I mean, he was stronger than most of
them.
He beat the
statistics. My little nigga, cause he really hood. You know, some of these rappers, they ain't, you know, they talk their shit and what they do and what they got, and it's not true. Nipsey is the truth, man. The truth. I call him Thundercat. Cause he a little motherfucker with a lot of sting. So now, he done flipped it. He ain't stinging with his hands no more. He ain't stinging them in the streets no more like that. He's stinging them lyrically. He's stinging them with that mic. For real, I know that. I just finished his album doing the interlude. I'm just a big homeboy. Bubba Low, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know me, especially.
You know Nipsey from his music,
yeah. I like Nipsey. Slauson and Crenshaw at his shop, Slauson and Keys.
Yeah.
Got a couple of TMC shirts.
I be seeing him driving around.
See him in that 600 B, that's what I want,
man.
Yeah,
you feel me?
That's what I want.
Yeah.
So.
Things that people don't know or don't see. I seen my brother get out here and grind. Saying he was going to do something. He was able to stay focused throughout anything that was going on in life. He was able to execute his plan.
He ain't never changed, you know. He still come right here. He still pull up. He still pull up on the block. He's still the same person, you know what I'm saying? So it's success don't stop you from being who you are, even though you want to surround yourself around people that's doing the same thing as you. But what he did and what he does is he offered young homies like, you know, that's out here a way to make it, doing the right thing, you know, without having to take a chance and get some money. So it's all up to you, you know, real recognize real.
Well, you know, because he's here. He's really on the streets. You know what I'm saying? He really came from this shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't no studio banger or nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's really out here with us. You know what I'm saying? Maintaining and holding it down, you know?
He is Slauson and Crenshaw. Slauson boys, Slauson girls. Like, he is that. He embodies it because he lived it. I mean, he's not a fake nigga that just came up and used Slauson or used Crenshaw District as a way to get up, as a name. Like, he lived it. This is his neighborhood. This is his hood. We know him. We see him. He's a real nigga. Like, he owed my sister $100 from back in the day over a cell phone that didn't even work. She got it the same day. It didn't even work. So, and he shot her the money. Like, he like, I'm up. I got you. We seen him at Harold's. He, I mean, every time you see him, he speak, he's a real nigga. Like, he ain't no fake nothing when it comes to Nip.
That time, we didn't call him Nip at that time. We called him Thundercat. That was his AKA. His moniker around here. Yeah.
Because I seen somebody from the neighborhood grow, it also gives me a sense of encouragement and motivation. And he always compliments the young ladies that are doing stuff for themselves. And I fall in that category. So I like that when he supports that.
She's a real one.
He's hood.
He's a real one. They know what I'm talking about. Anybody from the neighborhood know what a real one means.
He's not going to accept you just because you're a rapper. If you just because you rap, that don't mean shit. We'll fuck you up. But cuz with the business and he could rap, that's the difference. Cuz handled his street business and the rap is a give-in. He's one of the most talented rappers I ever dealt with.
Look, relate to you, I can't if you's a fake nigga. When level 4 in the state, what your mistakes get you? Rap niggas, they just wanna double date with you. Twit pick and show these hoes that they affiliate with you. Labels, you should treating rappers like a slave, nigga. Starving artists, just be happy with your fame, nigga. Shit changed, now it's such a different game. All the niggas like myself is controlling everything. If you pay attention, see exactly what I mean. Fuck the middleman. I said that in 2003. Was 18, white Lincoln, chrome feet. Black 40 was my pillow every night I go to sleep. Grown niggas treat me like they OG. Holding on to every word that this tiny loaf speaks. I had a vision that nobody else could see. Sold my shit to D-Mac, a little less than 10 G's. Brought my grocery bag of cash straight to Black Sam. He matched the nigga, next day we went to Sam Ash. He bought a Pro Tools and the microphone. Studio was far from plush, but them lights was on. Couple hundred thousand stashed at my mama's home. Real estate in Atlanta, but ain't nobody know. Mac 11's in the safe, hidden in the flow. My bro did it like nobody that I've ever known. Screens on every wall with 16 camera angles. Double pane, bulletproof glass, pushing past the haters. Cuban links and Rolexes, photo check from Epic. This industry ain't gotta like us, but they gon' respect it. Built the label up from money we was saving up. No details to the statute of limitations up. Couple niggas got flipped trying to play with us. The demonstrations speak loud, so I ain't saying much. Was a charismatic nigga, I don't play as much. Cause life is real when you live it in a place like us. It's school pictures, cracking smiles, now my face is stuck. Shell shocked to see how much they really hated us. Couldn't keep a kind heart, get your hatred up. Street smarts, nigga, get your information up. Watching belly smoking blunts take Jamaican puffs. One day I'ma have a house and car like Jamaican cuz. Credits roll back to stress pound, breaking up. Had to fight before we hustled, and it made us tough. Early 90s, neighbors Rooster used to wake us up. Mama had a bucket and a shack, but we ain't make a fuss. Blue Cutlass, no license, 380 tucks. 96 Caprice, both the fast were saving up. They getting packed out if niggas try to fade with us. Crenshaw and Slauson, true stories, oh, play the drum.
I met Nimp and his homies. They was out here rapping and shit. They had their little studios and stuff. And when I met Nimp, I walked through the studio and I asked him, man, why you ain't rapping? He told me, man, I ain't a part of their little crew. So I said, damn, what do we need? I just came off in the pen. My grandma was going to buy me a car. Then Nimp said, we need a G4 Macintosh. So instead of getting the car, I bought the Macintosh. We went to my great-grandmama garage and we learned it. We started learning pushing buttons, doing it. But one thing about Nip, he was always busy. He always has the business side. You know, that's why it's all money in. That's why he got his own label, because he's smart. He reads. You know, a lot of people want dreams, but they don't want to put their steps forward. So even after I went to the pen, after we got started, Nipsey kept full-fledged with it. You know, he was into the street life, gang-banging, putting it down. And I used to be, I'm the big homie. I'm like, man, slow down, do your music. But nah, he had to go get his street creds, which he earned that. He 100% hood, neighborhood nimp. He ain't got no smut on his name. He ain't turning down no fades. Then his music, it speaks for itself. You know, he talented. You know, he got the business sense. You know, so... You know, all he had to do was weed through all the individuals that don't do nothing. You feel me? Nipsey like people that do something. Whatever it is, just do something. If you want to film, film. If you want to rap, rap. But you got to do something. So like I said, Nip. And I remember we used to sell CDs in front of that T-shirt shop before we even got it. It was empty. And we used to look in that shop and say, one day we're going to get this shop. And every day we'll grind it out. Some days I might make 700. Nip might make 1,000. In the parking lot, you know. So from that day on, we always knew, because he gave me some discs to sell. I didn't know what to do with them damn discs. I'm fresh on from the pen, you know, and people started asking for them. So then I started selling them, started making money. One day I'm on Slauson and Crenshaw, Big Draws, Steve LaBelle. They rolled up on me. They said they wanted to hear some hood shit. So I took them up to the liquor store right up the street. Got the hood shit. When I showed them Nip video, me and Nip video, their mouth dropped to the ground. And they've been on ever since. Then I come home 10 years later, and this is where we at. I went to the pen when it first started. And when I came home, we was in a $1 million budget. That's when we was doing the video with the boy Lloyd. You know, so for anybody that want to get into it, the first thing you got to do is quit talking about it and do it. You know what I'm saying? Take step for step to do it. You know, because Nip ain't no better than the next motherfucker. He just got better work ethics. You know what I'm saying? If you got good work ethics, you can make it happen. It don't matter where you from. He going to represent this because this is what we got. You know? But now he's the avenue. So youngsters nowadays ain't got to sit around and bang and shoot gun. They can play football, basketball, rap, sing. You got more options. When we was coming up, we didn't have options. All we knew was gangbang. So he know how to gangbang, business, and he talented. So, you know, thumbs up to my bro Nipsey, neighborhood.
Hey.
What's up, cuz?
Give me one of them OEs, cuz.
Where they at?
In the refrigerator, fool.
All right, turn the radio off, fool.
All right.
I check, I check, I check, ha ha, it's Julio G, motherfuckers represent Westside Radio to the fullest, B-I-N, let's get into this.
With W balls, son.
That's right, baby boys, up in here, two turntables, two Mexicans, and a bunch of blunts and bitches.
Slow jamming with Kevin, slow jamming James. Yeah, I love my slow jams. I love that gangsta shit, too.
Make sure to tune in to OG Sunday, Westside Wednesday. My comrade, G. Lou, is going down. His request number is 914-803-4001. Listen to him live. Listen to me live at 347-855-8436. You want to know about my life, my experience, my progression? Hit me up on tweetcatlike.com.
Try something different on this right here. But I know y'all gon' feel it, cause I know y'all feel me. Some real shit right here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never did it like this before. Check this out. I'm the kind of G that everybody knows.
What's up, what's up, dog?
But I'm so low-key when it comes to hoes. I never break the rules and that's just how it goes. All my friends and foes know that's just how it goes. I can flip the script, but I chose not to this time. There's so much to say with so little time. But I like it, yes I like it. I'm gon' dip, dive, socialize and get high. I wish my people had other ways. I'm thankful that a brother's faith. But how can I be happy? My hair is still nappy. I miss my grandpappy. I wanna do right, but the world is wrong. That's why I'm singing this song. I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. Y'all niggas better leave me alone. I think y'all better leave me alone. I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. You bitches better leave me alone. I think y'all better leave me alone. There's so much going on up in the world today. All these ladies, players, gangsters, lovers. I get caught up sometimes, some of the people I hang with. They turn out to be snitches, bitches. Yeah, they switches. But you know, like I know, I can't stop doing what I got to do. I'ma keep doing what I got to do. You know, everywhere I go, the game is the same. People looking at me want me to say something, want me to do something, but I don't know nothing. If I ain't getting paid, I can't drop no rhymes. I can't do nothing for you no more. I ain't got that kind of time. And they know I'm trying to stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. You niggas better leave me alone. I think y'all better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
I'm trying to stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. These bitches better leave me alone.
I think you better,
I think y'all better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
I try to be to myself and try to stay away from the world, but the world just keeps running after me.
Running after me.
I try to shield myself away from all the wickedness, but somehow the wickedness is in my circle. What am I to do? I try to ask God to help me get through this. What am I to do to this? Just do this. Let's do this. So I continue to mash day by day. I continue to play, play by play. And I continue to spit my manuscript and say what I wanna say. And I do it to you every day. Yeah. I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. You niggas better leave me alone.
I think you better,
I think you better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song.
Sing on.
You bitches better leave me alone.
I think you better,
I think you better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
Leave
leave me alone. I think you better leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. If it don't turn you on, leave me alone. I think you better leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. If it don't turn you
on. He right. He's fine. All grown up, y'all. She lose show. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesdays. Thanks for having a nigga. Shout out Big Boss. Shout out Big Snoop Dogg. Shout out Big D-Town. Big Trady. All my niggas. DPG Dash. Warren G. The Twins. My cousin. Folsom Clint. OG Domino. All the homies. Lil Style locked up with her, bro. Shit, Technique. You know what I'm talking about? The Doggies Angels. Everybody, man. Corrupt. Feel what I'm talking about? Roscoe DPG. Badass. All my niggas, man. Y'all keep doing what it do. One love, y'all. He's lighting the house.
Man, I'm
what up,
man? I'm chilling, man. I'm just, man, watching this basketball game with the folks.
Okay.
And this is real hip-hop with G-Lou.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to G-Lou, too, man. For keeping it cracking for us, man, and keeping things going, man. Definitely all love.
What's up, Twig? What you doing, man? What you been doing? What you been doing, Twig? Man, I'm doing this oldie show, man, every Thursday night, religiously, man, just trying to bring back all these R&B legends that got passed over back in the day.
Right.
To me, it kind of matters. The best thing I know is music. I mean, we always raised on them oldies, so I figure, man, I'm trying to be the next Art LaVoe if possible. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, real low rider all these Thursday nights, man. But my Wednesdays, all right. All right. I spend with G-Lou. I spend my Sundays with G-Lou and my Wednesdays with G-Lou. So he got to give me his Thursdays, you know? Beautiful time.
And now, the wondrous world of...
Hey, come to Los Angeles. You and your family can have peace and tranquility. You join our fine
family. Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
How to survive in South Central? A place where busting the cap is fundamental. No, you can't find this shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get yourself a gun. A nine in your ass to be fine. Keep it in your glove compartment, cause jackers, oh, they love to start shit. Now if you're white, you can trust the police. But if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a bump move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart. Answer all questions. And that's your first lesson on staying alive in South Central Kid. That's how you survive.
Hi, this is Elaine again. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central Los Angeles? Or is somebody taking your thing? Have you witnessed the drive-by? Okay. Make sure you have your camcorder ready to witness the extracurricular activities on Black by the Police. So you and your family can enjoy this tape over and over again.
Rule number two, don't trust nobody, especially a bitch with a hooker's body. Cause it ain't nothing but a trap, and females are getting jacked and kidnapped. You wind up dead. Just to be safe, don't wear no blue or red, cause most niggas get got. In neither L.A., Compton, or Watts, pissed off black human beings. So I think you better skip the sightseeing, and if you're nothing but a mark, make sure that's in before dark. But if you need some affection, mate, make sure the bitch ain't a Section 8, cause if so, that's a monkey wrench hoe. And you won't survive in South Central.
Now you realize it's not always cracked up to be. You realize that it's fucked up. I mean, nothing like the shit you saw on TV. Palm trees and palm stitches. So I advise you to pack your shit and get the fuck on. Come on, motherfucker.
Yo, I'm gonna say what's up to DJ Chili Chill. 13. Ayo, hey, you, these motherfuckers don't know what time it is. So show these motherfuckers what's happening. Tell these motherfuckers, don't fuck around and stop fishing. Goddammit. Rule number three, don't get caught up. Cause niggas aren't doing anything that's thought up. And they gotta fight on everything from dope to stolen merchandise. Read the terms, cause
from South Central LA. It's one big turn. Wait for a brother like you to catch a disease and start slanging keys to an undercover with a wrong brother. And they'll smother a out-of-town motherfucker. So don't take your life for granted, cause it's the craziest place on the planet. In L.A., heroes don't fly through the sky stars. They live behind bars. Everybody's doing a little dirt, and it's the youngsters putting in the most work. So be alert, stay calm. As you enter the concrete Vietnam, you say the strong survive. Shit, the strong even die inside.
I've given over 7 years on a mission. Listen, broke hoes could've paid their tuition. In addition to double whatever commission you making to pay that car note to get you diamonds that glisten. Fly, fly, we can do this all night, night. Only play inside, right? Wanna see what it's like, I. Fly, fly, we can do this all night, night. Only play inside, right? Wanna see what it's like, I. Lights, lights, riding on 22s. Westside, never live by the rules. Pimp's life, gotta get in the groove. Pimp's life, pulling up with the moves.
I might live out with a pimp lean. Make sure that my drip seen. Gotta make sure that the tint's clean. Now it's gonna take Ray Charles and Stevie to feel the vibes I'm receiving. Just thank me and call leaving and take this game I believe in. For the reason I'm showing out for the season. These shorties offering nothing but body serving and teasing.
Fly, fly, we can do this all night, night. Only play inside, right? Wanna see what it's like, I. Fly, fly, we can do this all night, night. Only play inside, right? Wanna see what it's like, I. Like, riding on 22s. Westside, never left by the rules. Pimp's life, gotta get in the groove. Pimp's life, pulling up with the moves.
They can do it like you do.
Which one of you big booty bitches wanna go to my tilt? See how I'm built, Oceanside, so you know this nigga will. Got face first into that muffin. Saw your wagon from the back while you was walking. Hit the bitch, damn near hit the curb. I pulled up, she jumped in, I'm like, word. She said, daddy, where we going with no question? I said, straight to a Debbie Hollow function. As you know, Houston raps with a sensation. That's about to terrorize the nation. So shut your doors and shelter in place. It's gonna be like a tornado when we get your state. We just coming for all the bread, all the wagons from your homestead.
Like riding on 22s. Westside, never left by the rules. Pimp's life, gotta get in the groove. Pimp's life, pulling up with the moves.
Yeah, wake your gold mouth motherfucking ass up. What up? This your boy OG CeeLo, circa 81 from the 213, now up in that 509. You are now listening to the G-Lu Show on Blog Talk Radio. West Coast, stand up. East Coast, rep, we see you. Midwest, we see you. The whole dirty. South, what's up, we see you. Shout out to all listeners world motherfucking wide, but you know, you got to bow down to the motherfucking west side. This is the G-Lu Show.
Hey, this one right here is going out to my old boy DJ motherfucking Maniac. Hello.
Look at these niggas with attitude. Look at these niggas with attitude. Look at these niggas with attitude. Look at these niggas with attitude.
Hello. I started this gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
The motherfucking world is a ghetto, full of magazines, full clips and heavy metal when the smoke settles. I'm just looking for a big yellow, in 6-inch stilettos, Dr. Dre.
Hello.
Percolating, keeping waiting, while you sitting there hating? Your b**** is hyperventilating, hoping that we penetrating. You get snating, cause I never been to Satan, but hardcore administrating, gangbang affiliating. MC Renner had you wildin' off a zone and a whole half a gallon.
Get the dialing,
911 emergency,
and you can tell him
it's my son, he's hurting me,
and he's a felon
on parole for robbery. Ain't no copping a plea, ain't no stopping a G. I'm in a 6, you got to hop in a 3. Company monopoly, you handle shit sloppily. I drop a key properly. They call me the Don Dada, pop a collar, drop a dollar. If you hear me, you can holler. Even Rockwaller, follow the Impala. Wanna talk about this concrete? I'm a scholar, the incredible, hetero, sexual, credible. Beg a hoe, let it go. Ain't edible. I plan while you handpick mother giving up transcript.
Hello.
I started this gangster shit, and this the mother thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this.
Hey, this is Young Drew, aka Atlas and Smoke, affiliate of OG Music, and you're tuned in to the G-Lu Show.
In your face, showing up, shrugs your face, just like you got sprayed by a can of mace. You see your speaker is moving, everybody is grooving. My phone moves along as the shots improving. The highs will get no higher, the bass will go no lower, cause everlasting bass showing up moves the floor. Some people can't take it, they try to plead the case, but you can't get enough of everlasting bass.
My DJ Joe Cooley still on top of the stack, so you can say it's like wine, it's getting better with time. And General Jeff is by my side to support my rhyme.
We clock dollars, not dimes.
We rock bells and chimes, and I'm a B-boy 100% like moonshine. So listen up, everybody, cause you should not miss,
as we go a little something like this.
Well, I'm a true blue MC with plenty of pizzazz. It's Joe's favorite task. Is he the best? Well, there's no need to ask. Take a look at him as he moves fast as lightning. And you know what's so damn frightening? You others are soft, and you still haven't ripened yet. I'm not knocking you, I'm just rocking to a funky beat that is just co-socking you in the face. We got pounds of bass, and check it out, everybody, Joe Cooley's in the place.
Clap your hands, this is for the homies.
Throw your head back, lean it to the side, then play a Mac, on me, on mine,
me, on mine.
Throw your head back,
lean it to the side, I'll be large, on me, on mine,
then play a Mac.
So the 5 on the 5, baby, I'm a star, on me, on mine.
Throw your head back. Popping bubbly, burning shrubbery, choked up for me. Give it up if you ever had
this way. About to do a show with Joe and Perfect to win the bank. Hey, time to get it cracking. Straight, living in Mac. Play, that beat again, man. Say, on me, on mine, this is a bang, bang. Time to get it cracking. Straight, living in Mac. Play, that beat again, man. Say, on me, on mine, this is a bang, bang, bang.
Turn your music up, grab your cup as you ride with the homie G Lou. Tuning in to the West Side Wednesdays on Block Talk Radio. G Lou, you know how we do. Take me to the West Side, homie. Yeah, let's get this shit cracking.
Everything's corrupt. Everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck the shit out of love. Yeah. Blood used to be thicker than water. Now it depends on what kind of water you're talking about. Niggas will kill their mama over that almighty dollar. Yeah, you know me. Super OG.
Easy to spot me like Lil Yachty, red ambient light. Illuminate the big body, bro. Hand me a Sprite. Nah, fuck it, I'll climb me. Had to rise from the grave, but ain't a nigga out climb me. Take it to trial and beat all charges. Pull up the Ferrari at ball hard. Watching me take this shit way far. Now they can tell I was way smart.
Just like you got good things about it too. And now we push roulette. Got the whole world saying about you. And you can't stop. Oh no, you can't stop, no. Oh no, you can't stop, no. All that pressure, but it can't defeat you. They don't know the part like we do.
Wow. Yeah.
They don't know the part like we do.
Too many years out here, nigga. 7 days away.
They don't know the plot like we do.
Police raids, shootouts, the wars. I hate you.
They don't know the plot like we do.
10 toes down, nigga, we got this. Yeah. Nah. Authentic ain't the word, I'm on 63rd. Between Brian Hurst and Vic, while them killings work. Burgundy your curb, Burgundy your curb. Hit the gas and swerve, hit the gas and swerve. When it's time to purge, I can send the word. I don't send them, I go with them, cause I'm risk averse in this shit, realer than life. When you raised so fucked up, you start feeling it's right. When you seen so much death, you start dealing with Christ. If you ever make it out, you give them different advice. Put my truth in this music, hope I'm giving them light. Another flawed human trying to get this shit right. Love with strong passion, but resisting with pride. Too much honor in my heart, can let that Mickey shit fly. 750 LI, count another 100,000 while I ride. Stonewall spirit guy like peanut butter on rye. Real shit, a nigga touching the sky. Every day I wake up, I refine. You see me drinking out Klein. By any means, I gave you a design. I even titled it, put it on my corner to shine. Keep shit going every morning I try. Long as it's late model foreign, I'm fine. Lot of pain, don't expect me to cry. Lot of fail, still expect me to try. I'm from the gang, they expect me to die.
Just like you got good now we push
forward.
Got the whole world saying about you.
Y'all proud
and
of
you can't stop. Oh no, you can't stop, no. Oh no, you can't stop, no. All that pressure, yeah, but it can't defeat you. They don't know the plot like
yeah.
We do.
West side.
They don't know the plot like we do.
Yeah.
They don't know the plot like we do.
Blueprint. Yeah.
They don't know the plot like we do.
cable, but what Kane was able to buy my mama groceries before she made the table. I seen niggas die over a conversation, young with a gun, beating through life with no kind of patience. You can smell the murder while the kids playing. Enemies on top of enemies, the pigs haters. New Nina, open your chest up like Vic Vapor. Ballin' in New York, they confusing me with a Knicks player. Burgundy your block, burgundy your block. We're serving smokers in the spot, so cuz don't serve the cops. He ain't look like no police, he bought it by the piece. His daughter, I call her my niece, so she gon' always eat. I'm focused like Muhammad with a speed bag. He mad, you ain't seeing faces when we need that. Arm and hammer powder in my fingernails. Got more stripes than a Adidas cell. I seen the jail, was eating tuna as I read my mail. Everywhere I go now, they feel me like they reading braille. I might be a demon, I seen shit I never need to tell. Two guns up, Linux the King Park, two thumbs up. Beans and bleak, who want what? We was out surviving off of samples, homies died. Lit the block up, light a blunt with the candle. So fuck your code of ethics, we just showing progression. All that tough shit out the window the minute you show your weapon. Harlem.
This life, you got good things about it too. And now it was really red. Got the whole world saying I'm proud of you. And you can't stop, oh no, you can't stop, no. Oh no, you can't stop, no. All that pressure, but it can't defeat you. They don't know the plot like we do.
There's a gun shop on almost every corner.
Watch me shoot this mother. Watch me shoot this mother.
Yeah, this is KB, this your favorite East Side nigga. We are on West Side Wednesday with your homie G Lou, and this was and this is the East Side Edition. Just like that, moving.
I'm the one setting precedents everywhere. Now I'm feeling like I made it. I'm looking it up. All my friends are mostly entertainers. I still got street friends, don't get me wrong, but all my friends, I'm in the entertainment door. I'm in that realm now. Now I'm finna start making a lot of legitimate money.
Bitch, you run my name, it come back 100. Ask Big U, top dog, whack 100. Suge Knight, both the niggas he happen to drive over. The one that died and the one that survived. Rest in peace, Terry Carter. What up, Bone? Perfect type of beat for me to nut up on. Used to holler at the plug like, what up, homes? Cop nine zones, go home and cut up stones. No extras on nothing, just am what I say. From Compton.
Compton and LA, ask Cam with a K. Mayo over mustard, whiter than Ajax. Drag Newport, getting high with AWACS. Nominated most easy, yes I accept it. Q, Mac and Dub, I'm West Side connected. Used to flood the swap me with my CD copies. Niggas nutty on my block like BG Nike. All I ever did was keep it good. All I ever did was keep it G. These niggas ain't never like me. That's something I never understood. All I ever did was keep it good. All I ever did was keep it G. These niggas ain't nothing like me. That's something I always understood.
Family first, nothing over equal to them. Love my folks from the turf and my peoples from Brim. Industry wise, the realest from the past to me actually has to be Master P. Keeper to Google, only way I know how to do things. Tour with TD Boy before we had 2 Chainz. In Georgia with Jeezy and a CTE, or the son of Eazy-E and a TPT. Put Jay Passion on the mic like I'm giving a speech. Spent weeks on South Beach politicking with me. Think I was banging with a decent group till they left the low hanging when I beef with Snoop. Never sneak distance, just speaking the truth. When you shoot from the soul, it gets deep in the booth. I'm a legendary native like DJ Mack. Never left, but tell them haters that the key way cack.
All I ever did was keep me good. All I ever did was keep me G. These niggas ain't never like me. That's something I never understood. All I ever did was keep me good. These niggas ain't nothing like me. That's something I always understood.
Call me crazy or maybe it's a baby thing. Baby Spider, baby Draylon, baby Lane. New Orlando before Burris war with Glencoe. Fuck with Slow Bucks, but his name was Winslow. Shared a cell with Chris Lighty, got blunted with Fab. Not knowing damn near had to run it with Zab. That nigga Puto couldn't do nothing but laugh. Like you a fool, sticky moves, stay up under the jab. Grab a bag of that gag for 1200 a half. Fuck the world on my handicapped brother's behalf. Hit the road and wear it out for a month and a half. Counting cash, I don't care about nothing but math. Usually I'm all alone with a gun in the lab. Like you should leave me alone, I don't wanna collab. Number one in my class, I been good crip. Run long and not fast like in hood nip.
All I ever did was keep it good, good. All I ever did was keep it cheap. These niggas ain't never like me. That's something I never understood. All I ever did was keep it good, good. All I ever did was keep it cheap. These niggas ain't nothing like me. That's something I always understood.
Like Snapple. Discrimination.
Discrimination.
To a crafty ass hoe that's trying to fuck up a nigga's little nice idea.
Fuck the penetration hoe if you gon' kill her, Tom.
That's real bad.
You want me to be like ghetto green eggs and ham and turn into the Grinch and check your bitch ass?
So what if I hit the good?
No fucking what?
Bitch, you was supposed to shut your motherfucking mouth even though I secretly hit the pussy. That's the problem with you hoes. You want me to take off this muzzle that's on my pet bull and put it on your ass? fucking ass. Bitch, you talk too much. Talking ass. Yeah. Uh-oh. Shit. Still be copping. Sprinkling.
Oh. $BADDLE$. Are you inclined to drop a line to trickle from the back of your head to the bottom of your spine? Ho! Ho! Yeah, baby. Doghouse.
You was beautiful, suitable, doable, so we do a few. Now I can't stand your guts, I'm like, who is you? Boo you through, I found another shooby-doo. You got my name all in that drama, talking woozy-woo. How you just hollin' cause a nigga down with Snoopy Group? Well, me, I'm only down with you cause what your coochie do? Hoochie, bitch, flossin' in the groupie suit. You was attracted to the Mac and then McCoop was cute. I jumped out, head braided, jeans, suits, and boots. Chronic weed, Hennessy, my 4-5 and some loot. With my best girl, looking like, damn, you belong to a baller. Yes, girl, what she holler? Bitch by the block past stupid with a raggedy ass, running up on bad in that fashion. When you see me with my woman, we got something in the oven. Supply for your big mouth running.
If y'all see me walking with my bitch, don't say shit. Keep it on the low low,
keep it on the low low,
keep it on the low low,
keep it on the low low.
If you see me walking with my bitch,
keep it on the low low,
keep it on the low low.
Surprise, the big homie act. No matter what they stressing, I'm always connected. Can you say doghouse affiliated? Now he's about to blast him with the hot chrome plated. Since I'm the big homie, I'ma aim the gun and let you pull the trigger, little badass nigga. Set it off, the niggas talking, jet it off. And money ain't a thing like Jay, bet it all for cash. We about to smash, hit bull mood. Bitch, what you gon' dick, go for dog food. All in my business, you best get your own. You will just get blasted in the danger zone. Ooh, long overdue. For dipping in my mix and this love's for you. 6 feet deep, you get a customized bitch. Act like you don't know me when you see me with my bitch, bitch.
If you see me walking with my bitch, don't say shit.
Better keep it on the low low,
keep it on the low low.
Silly little ho-ho,
silly little ho-ho. If you see me walking with my bitch,
my kid,
keep it on the low low,
keep it on the low low.
Silly little ho-ho.
Shut your motherfucking mouth. Here you walk about talking loud. This is a situation you don't really know about. Shut your motherfucking mouth. When you see me with my woman and we out and about, keep it on the low, you silly little ho, you. Mind your business, I act like I don't know you. Bitch, don't be running up on me in traffic like me and you got some type of, you know. Be real, bitch.
Yeah. It's Kev Mac, owner of All Hood Publications, Kev Mac Video. I'm with G Lou on Westside Wednesday.
Yeah. We'll be back with OG Mac. Otis Wolf Rapper. Take a quick smoke break. Tell you what's on my mind right quick. From the cradle to the grave, from the hood to the stage, to the labels we made, from the wood to the J's, to the shootouts to the phase, from the valley to LA, to the cemeteries we laid, we laid. It's just the ways of the world that we live in. You either gave or you give in, you either slide or you slid in. What's the mission or the vision? You can see the way. Like Zap said, we gon' be alright or be okay. Anyway, just gotta tell you how I feel, living in a world of fake shit where ain't nobody real. Yo, what's the deal? Would you still feel alive? Cause they take your freedom from you and leave your loved ones to cry. Even though we try, it's like a struggle to survive. Just like Pac used to say, homie, we living just to die. Money comes and goes, even friends turn to foes. And that girl you thought was solid, homie, usually is a hoe. This is how I know, because I've seen it all and done it. Lost money and won it, ran game in abundance. Now I'm flipping them hundreds, trying to keep from going under. Cause the weight of the world has got my hustle up and I can't let it fumble. Sometimes I wonder, to rip the world, to get old. While I'm chilling, thinking about my past and why I never let it go. It's just the flow, the way I go when I be flowing, man. Oldies rule forever, so forever I'll be going in. So I show it like I know it then. Even though it's album number 21, I'm still flowing like it's 10. It's a win-win, so I get in, where I fit in. Relax and roll me something up nice and crack this bottle with Hen. It's a Sunday, so it's made for these roll-eyes. But I'm dipping in my low-low and I'm chilling with some cholas. G-Lou, I'm like the truth, living a lie. Cause it's 2022, I never thought I'd make it alive. But I did, so I'm here for the vibe. It's Oldies Rule Forever Part 3, let's take a ride. Oldies Rule Forever Part 3, G-Lou. Man, you say the third time is a charm. It's the trilogy. This is album number 21. And it only gets better and better. And the shit don't stop, so we won't stop. OG Music Productions, produced by DJ Maniac. Rest in peace to legendary Tupac Shakur. He was on my mind heavy when I made this. Shout out my loved ones. Rest in peace to everyone we lost. Man. Just roll up. Pull up. Kick back, chill, relax. It's a Sunday, man. Was made to chill. You're listening to the G-Lou Show. All these rule forever. Endeavor. Man, I'm just gonna ride out. I'm going, y'all. Peace and love.
Rest I win. Holla. Xavier Jordan. This shit,
I made it to the point now where motherfuckers from Missoula, Montana can tell you more about the hood than a nigga from the hood. Tell you about some tripping and blood more than the niggas that's in that lifestyle. Cause they got it under a microscope. That's so fascinating. And it's so much of a phenomenon to them. And it's so entertaining to see us kill each other. And it's so exciting to them. That, you know, they got it under a microscope. They damn near study everything a nigga do. From a nigga walk to it. From a nigga talk to it. The type of music we do. And I ain't talking about black and white. I'm just talking about, you know, street and non-street. Like, you know, guttering. Suburb, you know what I mean? Like, just have not and have, you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't, I'm not just on black and white, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of that too. But, like you said, it's just like everything else. Africa was full of natural resources, what they do. All the diamonds, they came and got it. All the gold, they came and got it. All the niggas, they came and got it. You know what I mean? It's the continent is raped of all its resources. So, you know what I mean? I guess the word they call it is colonialism. When they come to colonize your land, I educated myself. I at one point I was ignorant and lost, but like you gotta know yourself before you do anything, before you can make a record, before you can have an opinion, you gotta know yourself. So, you know, the same thing going on with rap music, the same thing going on with all of our culture. No matter whether it's gangbanging, whether it's trapping down south, whether it's hip hop, whatever it is, like, you know, If a motherfucker see it as an asset or as a resource, we don't got no means to go get it. You know what I mean? Other than our little pistols and handguns, we got choppers and all that. These niggas got millions of dollars, institutions set up, like the LAPD, like the feds, like the FBI. All this is their army. And their army make it to where you can inflict your will. Meaning if a motherfucker don't want to do it from an agreement, you can come take it. If a nigga don't want to agree and do it verbally, well, you got an army to come enforce your will. So we that's what we lack. You know what I mean? We don't have no army that's going to come protect our natural resources because our shit is divided. You know what I'm saying? We don't even understand how we connect it. And that's a fucked up mentality to have. But that's the culture where we come from.
When you put it together, you make gumbo. You dig? I mean, how can you go wrong? DJ Quick on the beat, Corrupt Young Gotti on the mic, DJ Quick on the mic. I mean, how can you go wrong? Yeah. I'ma hit you right off of the intro. I don't need rap, I'm a pimp, so I'm conflicted. Cause I can't put hoes on the track, that's contradicting. And even though I don't win no Grammys, I still get love in the streets from the pappies and mammies. I be damned they ain't family. They treat me like I flunked out of Grambling, but they happy that I went on a scholarship, goddamn me. I know you love me if you feel this. I'm not a rapper, I'm a realist. And I came back just to get you on track like Metro. Set the stage on fire, gallon of petrol. Get it on. Patron shots got me getting drunk, wanna hit it all. Rap music filled with shock and awe. I know you love Quick cause I'm rocking y'all. Corrupt will be here in 8 bars, to spit it y'all. Yeah. This feels so Crenshaw right now. This feeling right here is kinda taking me back to 1995. Such a familiar feeling. Glad to be here.
Hey, I'm with you, big homie.
I was born to be a G. Different situations bring out a different me. Soliloquies that get shit spit fast. See, I put that on my life, my wife, my kids in the streets. I'ma rise. This shouldn't come as a surprise. Open up your mind, body, soul, and your eyes. I improve, intertwine, improvise. Impatient at sometimes when I grind. When I black out, my thoughts is my eyes. But I can see everything in sight like daylight. You might not like this, you might not care. I might tell you something you don't really wanna hear. I plan to take a couple of you niggas on a journey. You can come with me willingly or leave on a gurney. Gargantuan, cannon cocker, plucker, 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 motherfucker, corrupt, a couple concussions. Pass around like 8-ball when Eric was alive. Step up in the club and take a look inside and black out and black out.
This is Big O, man, the founder member of No Limits, the Real Untouchables, a.k.a. DRU, and you listen to the G-Loop Show.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, so my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Waking up in the morning from another day, stressed from the pressure. But gotta thank the Lord that I'm blessed. Grab my keys off the dresser, iron my clothes. Punch the clock, cause the day at work I got a full load. Looking at my life, cause the time goes by so fast. Nowadays, any day can be your last. Drink another glass of the Hen. Getting drunk by myself, reminiscing by my friends. Think about the ones I lost to jealousy and sin. The ones that hate on me cause I'm born again. I will never lose, I swear to God I'ma win. Wash my hands with the past, cause it's 2010. Gotta give a shout out to my loved ones and kin. My mother, my brother, my daughter, and my girlfriend. I love y'all, and through it all, we gon' make it. So on my 8th album, you about to witness greatness. Paint a perfect picture, only for the chosen few. Cause only a few can see the pain I go through. G-Lou, in my old school vibing, old school riding, out to the Isley, drifting on another memory. 2010 going in for the 21st century. Will I go to heaven in the end? It's a mystery. Only God knows why being in my history. I ain't got friends, only niggas that pretend to be. Niggas suspect, so I look at them suspiciously. 89 original, some niggas knowing 20 deep. Started as a BG, moved to an OG. Made it to my 30s, hope I live to see 40. Cause every day I'm trying to live better than the old me. Niggas don't know me, they just so phony. Matter of fact, half of y'all niggas still owe me. Niggas looking at me like I owe them something. Standing with their hand out, mouth out poking. Niggas won't work, said it ain't no opening. So they just hustle in the hood, selling dope and sit around the house all day just smoking. Brain on drugs, X weed and coking. Nigga, I'm hoping that y'all can make it out. Cause we in the last days, it's a 3-year drought. It ain't no more work, all you niggas sold out. Told on your best friend, I ain't never getting out. Shout out to the homies in the pen doing life. And the rest in the grave cause they couldn't get it right. Right, 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 right. Now they couldn't get it right. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no man, no evil, I stay blessed. I'm the best of the worst, the gift is a curse. So I guess I'm the last one left. I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left. I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left. I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left. Yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no man, no evil, I stay blessed. I'm the best of the worst, the gift is a curse, so I guess I'm the last one left. I'm the last one left.
Live and direct, man, right here, man, from South Central Los Angeles, man, a.k.a. Eastside Watts, man. And I'm right here, I'm with my boy G. Lou, man, on G. Lou Show, man. Much love, homie. Keep it popping, man. Keep it lifting, right, man. Keep them, keep killing them.
That bar right there. Check it out, man. Westside Wednesday Radio Show, G. Lou. Shout out to Queen Jean. She's on vacation tonight. She's out in San Bernardino with cousin Mark Sweet. You should probably catch them Friday. I think they'll be on this Friday. Shout out to cousin Marcy and Queen Jean. Shout out again to our sponsors, 93 Tweed FM, ISM, BTP Media, DD Harrison, the GLUShow.com, Street Level Clothing and One World Magazine. You heard? So with that being said, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Like I always tell you, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Stay in tune, stay in touch with not only yourself, but to the Most High. You know what I mean? Because he's going to get you through and get you by. And I stamp that. Long live neighborhood, Nip Hustle. The marathon continues. Again, check us out this Friday. We'll be back. Also, Sundays, OG Sundays will be there as well. Check out the After Hours Show on YouTube as well. G. Lou, I'm out of here. Peace, love, and soul. Till next time. One.